بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had discussed the primary objective, the primary mission of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had explained, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. That the primary goal and objective of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam was to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people, to give them glad tidings that if you will accept, you will follow that which we have brought, then you will be successful, you will earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will secure your entry into the gardens of Jannah. وَمُنذِرِينَ, and to warn the people, if you reject, if you belie, if you deny, and you do not follow the message that we have brought, then you will be unsuccessful, you will earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ultimately you will enter into the fire of Jahannam. So this is the primary goal of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explained that the Anbiya do not have the authority or the power or the control to bring down signs and to convince the people. This is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had absolved himself of three things. And this was the last verse that we had discussed, where he said that, La أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ, I do not claim to have control of the treasures of Allah. In other words, I cannot provide for you, I cannot sustain you, I cannot send blessings to you. وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ, nor do I know the unseen, I cannot predict the future, I cannot tell you what to plan for, what to prepare for. وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ, nor do I claim to be an angel. So these three things Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam absolved himself of. In other words, telling the people that I am, despite the status and the honor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but ultimately I am nothing but a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not a divine being, and therefore I am not in control of your fate, of your destiny. Nevertheless, in today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now instructs Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to use the Qur'an Sharif, the wahi that he receives, to warn the people. And Allah here explains firstly, who should Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warn, or who should he guide and advise. So Allah says, وَأَنذِرْ بِهِ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَن يُحْشَرُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, that warn by means of this Qur'an those who fear their resurrection before their Rabb. So this is the group that you will need to warn, those people who fear that they will one day have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Mufassirin explain that apparently this verse refers to the believers. That a person with iman, he has fear of a resurrection, he believes in life after death, he knows he will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, some Mufassirin have explained that this verse could also include the disbelievers. That warn those who fear that they will have to stand before their Rabb. Even the disbeliever also, although he will not admit, but deep down within his heart, he also has that fear, that perhaps there is life after death, perhaps I will have to answer to some being. And therefore, Allah is telling Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that use this Qur'an to warn everybody, the believer who genuinely knows and fears that he will have to stand before Allah, and the disbeliever who also knows within his heart that he will have to stand before a divine being and he will have to answer for his life. So this is who you should warn. And then what should you warn them about? That لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِن دُونِهِ وَلِيُّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ, that they will not have other than Allah any ally, any assistant, any person to intercede on their behalf. So convey this warning to them that they will one day have to stand before Allah in such a condition that they will have nobody to assist them, nobody to help them, nobody to intercede for them. And here we know, my dear brothers, over the last few weeks we know that the topic that all of us have been discussing, thinking about, speaking about, has been the ICJ, the International Court of Justice, and what ruling would be passed, and the entire case that was taken forward, and how each person, each one of us became an analyst in our own right. Even before the decision could be passed, whether it was on the supper table, whether it was at work, whether it was with our family, friends, but these discussions were continuing, that what is going to happen, what decision will be passed. And we already knew which article and which clause would be used and what case the lawyers would put forward, etc. And on one hand, this is because of our concern for the people of Gaza, Palestine. Allah reward each person for their concern. We should, of course, continue making dua and continue giving sadaqah, engaging in a'mal for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist the people of Gaza and Palestine. But here ulama explain that so much of effort, so much of discussion around the ICJ, and perhaps those discussions are still continuing. But more than this, a person should use this as a reminder, a warning for ourselves that one day our case will also be presented in the ICJ. The ICJ, ulama explained, the inevitable court of Al-Jabbar, of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Our ICJ, that our case will have to be presented before Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And here in this verse and various verses of the Quran, we understand that there will be no attorneys and lawyers to fight our case. Each person will have to fight his own case. The proof will be brought against him. He will not be able to deny the proof. He will not be able to escape the ruling. Now the discussion is that if a ruling has been passed, do they have to oblige? Do they have to abide by it? But on the day of Qiyamah, when a person will be in the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and a ruling is given, he will be forced to abide by it. Allah protect us. But a ruling is given that this person led his life in the disobedience of Allah, then there is no escape for such a person. Allah says, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ, that the state witnesses, so to say, will be a person's own limbs, his hands, his feet, the pieces of earth upon which he broke the commands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. These will be the state witnesses used against him in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told that, warn them, remind them, that لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِن دُونِهِ وَلِيُّ وَلَا شَفِيٍ, they will not have besides Allah any assistant, any ally, any protector, any intercessor. And why should you warn these people? One objective, one purpose, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Allah says, so that perhaps they may develop taqwa. They may become conscious of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this word, yattaqoon, we will hear in a few weeks' time. The month of Ramadan will come again, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And we hear this constantly, to develop taqwa, which means the consciousness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And quite simply, we've explained this before also, what does taqwa mean? For a person to understand at any given point of his life, what are the commands and directives of Allah that are directed to me right now? Whether it be in my business, whether it be with my family members, with my friends, in my personal life, my private life, what does Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala want from me? How do I fulfill this? This is taqwa. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told the purpose of the Quran and of conveying this message to the people is for them to develop taqwa, to bring their life upon obedience of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.